This is MZ Classics. It's Tom Green on MZ Live from July 23rd, 2010.
Stand by. Uplifting. Welcome to Radio Redefined.
At the Bay.
Powered by Skyline Studios. This is MZ Live with Michael Zavala.
We get together like this every weekend.
This thing came from outer space.
Wes Davis.
People of Earth. Attempts.
Portions of this program have been transcribed.
Duchess.
The girls of the internet.
Chris Sapphire.
When's the last time you had a good time?
Call us up at 1-888-695-4835. 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5. Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
What's up, everybody?
Hey!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I told her, we do sound check on the air now.
Wow.
So. I see that. Wow.
That's cool.
What was that, Wes?
I want a microphone.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Wow.
There we go.
Thank
Test.
You.
One, two. All right,
that
we're good.
Cool. How do you guys
ready
do
go
that?
Well,
imagine
it's,
anything.
It's a lot of professionalism. We go to school for this. So.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
We practice all week, too.
No, what's up, Chrissy Hilton?
The beginning, the intro, the beginning is so...
Just rocking your face.
Yeah. It
I'm ready
just
to go,
sets
guys
you up for disappointment.
Yeah, at least $80,000 in loans for that.
I'm ready to rock.
You might want to introduce him because sounds like a new voice.
We got a cast member.
Yeah.
We got a new cast member. But we're not going to tell you.
Guys, this is Tom.
That's great. I got a beer and I'm in Texas.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Rock.
That's how we do it.
And you got, not only that, you have a canned beer.
Yeah.
Is that new to you?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah, it's a Budweiser.
So the can hasn't reached north yet?
No, it's a new can.
Okay.
We'll get through it by the end of the night.
Absolutely. All right, that'll be cool.
Here we are. So we're on Ustream right now.
Yeah, we are.
This is exciting.
Yeah, we're drinking beer on Ustream.
I've been on Ustream before.
Ooh. Have you?
I have a Ustream thing that I've done before.
Do you?
Yeah, it's cool. It's exciting. Anybody in the world could watch right now.
Yeah, that's true.
They are watching.
People in Japan are watching.
Yep.
Because we're big in Japan.
Literally.
So.
Japan.
Literally.
We're big in Mongolia, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of Mongols watching us from up there, and that's pretty cool.
I want to go to Mongolia.
Hey.
Okay, so let's...
Yeah. What do you want to do, Mike?
Well, no, this is, we're just going to do open mic night. Zach's here. He's
did you intend
legendary,
that
pun? No, legendary stand-up comedian.
That's right.
And,
yeah, that's right.
And we have Chrissy Hilton here, but her name is no longer Chrissy Hilton.
I gave
Thursday?
It up.
Thursday?
No, yesterday.
You
yesterday
gave it up. Did you get up for Lent?
Today, yesterday was Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes, Ramadan's coming up, so
that's good.
You know.
Sure. Now, I think the Muslims give up things for Ramadan.
Right.
From they
the last
do.
I heard.
But
they do.
I don't think it's names.
They
right
do.
Should give up something else.
It's time to turn a new chapter, so. Hilton's
but it's not
dead
your real name. You didn't like go and legally change it. You just changed your performing name. Your Craigslist
name.
Coming
up to the main stage, it's
yeah,
Chrissy
Hilton.
Yes, that's it. No, it's actually my mom's maiden name, mm-hmm, and just, I don't know. I feel like it's time to move on. That's it.
So
I'm going by my.
Your
I'm actually
name
going by my birth, my surname.
Okay.
Which is
that's
Henderson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good to be changing your name. I mean, I want to change my name. I want to change my name.
What do you
want to change it to?
I want to change it to Schwartz's Deli.
Schwartz's Deli.
That's a good one.
No
Montreal, Canada. If you're ever in Montreal, Canada, go to Schwartz's Deli.
We have Jason's Deli.
But seriously, though, in all seriousness, it must feel good changing your name. I mean, it must feel like it's like it's just taking on a new thing, right?
It's a starting point.
Thing. Yeah.
Fresh start.
But you're not really changing it. You're just going back to
I'm going back to
you just
what
took
it
the quotation
is
marks
yeah
out and replaced it with what's on the certificate.
My name is Michael, but I go by Bob, but I'm changing my name back to Michael.
Right.
But
ignore
it's cool
those moments.
So, no, yeah, but that's awesome. No, that's it's good because I think
a lot of people are like really confused, but it's so weird because I did like this whole little Facebook
did
thing.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of positive feedback.
You know what confused me though is your name is very similar to another cast member we had on the show.
Yeah.
So
ooh
when I saw
Chrissy Henderson and
Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henderson.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw that and I was like, whoa, she got white. And it was you. So
how do you get white?
I don't know. That's
you all
what
of
I was
a sudden
confused
start
about
wearing like polos
yeah
and talking about croquet, or
yes,
what do you do?
That's exactly what you do. And eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
Interesting.
Do you play croquet, Wes?
Man, so wait. What I love about this, just to cut in here,
is that we're not using
the run
no
sheet.
What I love about this, though, is that you guys have a run sheet,
right?
Because I, you know, look, I, I, I don't know. I have a web television show that I built. Yes. A television studio in my living room.
In
yeah.
your house.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind. And but I don't have a run sheet and all the things to talk about. That really makes
sense.
Well,
see, this is like when we do what we're doing now is like, we're like, ah. Yeah.
You got Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana's our go-to.
Read the story off, Tom. Let's see what we can see.
Got
we can
Hannah,
generate.
Hannah Montana.
But I do like you were doing on your show. Like if you were... Yeah, Hannah Montana.
Like I just handed this paper to you.
You guys hear about Piers Morgan? Is
I didn't
got a deal. He's going to be replacing Larry King.
Oh no!
Really?
All right. So
that's all we do, and then we move up to the
next.
Yeah, that's literally it.
All right, awesome.
Piers Morgan from America's Got Talent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A British guy,
huh? Yeah,
absolutely.
And so Larry King's interviews are probably going to be a little bit more, you know, coherent.
Yeah. Less suspenders.
Right. Exactly.
But I like Larry King though.
He's, I do too.
It's the you know, that's real broadcasting.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you hear him interview LeBron?
How old is he now?
Like 150.
LeBron?
Yeah. LeBron James is 150.
Yeah, he's
old
as hell.
He is an old
right out of high school. No, Larry King's
he's
old.
He's like right up there with Hef.
But he's
are you on that name sort of, basis with him now?
Yeah.
All right.
Call him that.
Good.
He's the last sort of real broadcaster, true broadcaster, Larry King. Like John, in
yeah.
the spirit of Johnny Carson, of
yes.
Steve Allen.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, talk show guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, real broadcaster. You know,
and there's not.
And you're going to miss that because now it's all sensationalized.
What do you think about, like, do you think Regis Philbin is in that level of real broadcaster?
Yeah, oh, you're right. Regis Philbin is absolutely still there. Absolutely. He is in there. Yes, absolutely. You're right.
What about Kelly Ripa?
I stand corrected.
Well, I was just thinking.
No, not Kelly Ripa. Yeah. She's not.
F her.
She's the new.
Sorry, Kelly.
No, she's the new generation of broadcasters.
Like just over the top, saying things they don't know about. Just
obviously, she's amazing, but it's
right.
They're from that old school. You know, Johnny
and
Carson.
The way
yeah.
they talk, their
Martini,
mannerisms.
They're still drinking and having a good time.
You can see the air distorted around them from their pores emitting alcohol.
Back when nobody knew what was going on, you know, on television, like it is on the internet now. It was the Wild West. It was crazy.
Very nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my opinion.
No, and I think that's 100% dead on because that's true. And that's one thing that I watch Larry King and Regis Philbin, not religiously, but when I do watch them, that's what I pick up on it.
If you watch it religiously, you watch
Philbin,
yeah.
You know, Regis Philbin used to be a co-host. I don't know. You want a piece of trivia here?
Let's do it.
Always.
Regis Philbin was the Ed McMahon co-host, you know?
Yeah.
The like the sidekick of Joey Bishop in the 60s. The Joey Bishop show from the Rat Pack.
I did not know that.
And they would actually every day before they would go on the air, Joey Bishop would get so nervous that Regis would walk him around the block. They'd walk around the block together before the show. This is true. You ask Regis. He probably doesn't even know that I know this.
Call him right now.
Yeah, I will. Call him right now.
I thought you have him in your BlackBerry, Chrissy.
But somebody
she calls him Reach.
But somebody told me that, and I'm like 75% that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we need to phone a friend?
Yeah.
We should phone a friend.
Fight Letcha.
Yeah. Right.
That's awesome.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire joke for all of you.
But that's what's cool about
there.
This stuff, right? Broadcasting stuff. You know, it's like we're basically broadcasting to the world. We're in, you guys have put the, you got, the, we're all got, we all got mics.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Headphones,
mics.
I love this.
Laptops.
I appreciate you guys asking me to come on the show.
No,
well, we appreciate you taking the time. Cheers.
Because that's
amazing. Oh, yeah.
That's a long trip from LA to Dallas just to do MZ Live.
So
we appreciate that.
We should probably actually tell everybody who he is. Now,
well,
this is just Tom. We'll just say his
name.
Just
talk,
Tom.
He's
Tom.
On a first
second,
name basis.
Second block, we'll introduce him.
Second block,
we have a great guest for the
glass
second block.
Of water, Tom.
That's right.
Glass
just go by Tom
water.
Now.
Good
old,
don't you?
Good old
water
drinking
glass
Tom.
Water, Tom.
Tom, you just go by Tom now,
drinks
don't you?
Water. And, yep,
that's right. That's awesome.
Like Madonna.
How's the Dallas water treating you?
Yeah, it's good.
That's good.
Budweiser and a Dallas water. This is good. That's
what excellent. You got a Texas branded Budweiser.
So, hey, did you guys? I don't know if you guys heard, but
this is so dead on. From this is how the show goes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know if you heard. You know, Sarah Palin's daughter.
Yeah.
Right. And
she's
Bristol
hot.
Palin and
hot.
Her, and,
super hot.
Her.
She's like 15.
So
they're getting married. She's getting married to Levi.
Levi.
Yeah. You know
exciting.
The one.
The guy that
Levi
she,
Johnson. You know after.
After the jeans.
The jeans.
Yeah.
He did some modeling.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Playgirl.
And he also had sex with Bristol in a truck and got a baby out of it.
Came down from Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's
now
good.
They're getting married.
Yeah.
Top stories.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
And
so that's good.
Sarah Palin's boycotting it.
It's a post-shotgun wedding. So.
I think she said she was going to go. I think she said she was going to go.
Did she?
Wait, Sarah was going to boycott her own daughter's wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Misses, like, family values?
is going to. I think she said she was going to go. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Whatever.
I'm glad Sarah's going to. I heard that Sarah Palin is going to guest on Kate Plus Eight, and they're all going to go camping.
Yeah.
So we can hope for bears.
That's just a rumor, though.
Yeah.
What
just a rumor.
What crap are you watching? Yeah. Wes?
I was actually listening to the radio when I drove in this
which
morning.
Show?
And
not this one.
The Ticket.
Oh.
The Sports Talk, because I am a man.
We can't get a, morning show yet. We're
no.
Not.
We can only
do 1 hour. We're drive at best. Yeah.
No. One day a week.
We're on when nobody listens.
No, we're four in the morning drunk people in the Whataburger line.
Right. Yeah,
no
much.
Way, man. This is on in Japan. This
That's right.
is on in
for six
China.
There
were
all the
China.
People that are at four in the morning in the Whataburger line.
Yeah. No,
Australia in the house.
That's right.
Sydney,
yeah.
Melbourne.
What's up, Aussies?
South Africa, please blow those vuvuzelas. I want to hear him.
Call us up, Skype.
World Cup joke.
This is cool.
Well, we got a good show today. Right. We're going to give you details on how to date Bobby Hickey. He is he's back in the dating
ace.
Game. Yes. Yeah. You can't go wrong with Bobby Hickey. And we'll tell you how to date him. We put up an ad on Craigslist for him.
I think it's be female. And breathe.
Asymmetrical looking for symmetry.
Those are the qualifications.
No, definitely. He's got standards.
Dude, if he's a bottom.
Got standards.
ChubbyChasers.com.
There you go.
/bobby.html. Yeah. Right.
We've got a special guest in the studio. We'll talk to him in the second block. And seven items that tell people you're a douche. Which
this list sucks, by the way.
It's one of them.
This list is so
graphic
off.
Graphic tease. Yeah, no, it is. It's definitely off. But Bobby wanted to do it, and then Bobby didn't show up.
Well, so. We'll do it. We'll do it here. We'll make up our own damn list.
That's right.
All right. Cool.
We've got some good comedic talent that's coming in today, so...
Who's coming in?
I don't want to give it away. It's going to be great, though.
Luke is back.
Luke Brown is going to be back here on the show.
And Roland.
Really cool. I thought this could be his brother almost.
Who?
Don't do that to...
What?
Zach could be his brother almost. Look.
Okay.
The cuter one in the family, of course.
Okay.
But.
Who?
I've already had him.
Like
it was good.
It's kind of like a... They kind of look alike a little bit.
I don't know. They both have Y chromosomes.
Not me.
No, I look like I ate you.
You two look.
No, I'm talking about Luke. Luke.
I don't know Luke.
Yeah, he doesn't know Luke.
He doesn't know Luke, but Wes knows Luke.
Oh, you're talking Luke, not him.
Yeah, no.
Oh hell, you were talking to me. I thought you were talking.
That's
to
probably
him.
The worst thing you can say to somebody. Man, you look just
hair.
Like this one guy. You remind me of that one
Luke,
guy.
Luke, maybe. Yeah, a little bit. Good.
Well, yeah,
that's kill good. We should write that. We should novelize that and hope we get a movie project out of that story we just
definitely
did
will happen.
That'd be awesome.
Definitely will happen. All right, we'll be right back with special guest Tom Green.
Keep listening. More MZ Live is coming up.
Join the show online at mzliveonline.com.
Hi, this is Marissa Petraro, number 18 from Deal or No Deal on NBC, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Check us out on the web at mzliveonline.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've never felt more comedically insecure in my life because Tom Green is in the studio
Yay!
Right now. What's up, Tom?
Hey, yes. Guys, thanks for having me on the show.
Man.
This was a lot of fun.
So Tom was Tom in the first block.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not absolutely. A lot of people knew that.
Tom, no. Yeah. The water guy.
It shows his range.
Water guy.
Yes.
I'm still water guy, though. I'm still drinking a water. But
if you don't believe it, look it up on IMDb.
I was drinking a Budweiser, and now I'm drinking a Miller Lite.
You're just crossing the breweries.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Chaser.
The last block, I was drinking a Budweiser, and I appreciate it, guys, because now I'm having my second beer of the night.
Cheers, my
friend.
I'm having
now,
Miller
Tom,
Lite.
Oh, how long did you research the role of Tom the water guy that you just played in the
thank
first
you.
Block
thank
so
you.
Effortlessly?
Rockstar. Energy
yeah, that's what I do.
Question. I just whiffed on it.
No, that's a good question.
You were researching the role of Tom the
he
water guy.
Hold on. He's going to put his ear muffs on.
And back into the mix.
Right.
Plugged in.
We're glad to have you.
Plugged in.
But it was cool having him off because I was still right there with you guys, man.
Yeah. No, it's
but,
the same.
But they put this on and it's like, oh, we're back in, you
holy
know.
Holy crap, we're on the air.
Radio
yeah,
world.
It's amazing. You really are back in radio world. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you for having me back.
No, thank you
for being here.
To radio world and to... Oh, back. That was the real world.
Headphones are off.
The real world.
Yeah. You like to mix it up. I like that.
But it's actually just really kind of quite nice just like this, too. I can hear you guys. Everything's fine.
I've done two or three shows sans headphones, and it's nice.
Come back in here. Just I don't know if the people at home even really know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
What I'm talking about is the sound that goes into your head.
Yeah.
You have these on.
Yeah.
It's like
the more intimate
everybody is
through the ear hole.
Right in your ear.
Right.
That's a fun thing.
It's stereo. Everyone's in stereo.
In fact, I think that might be what I like about radio so much.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy of it.
Your broadcasting. It's that you're hanging out with a bunch of people and you can hear everyone talking right in your ear.
In
like,
your ear. Yeah.
I also like that you can hear yourself talk.
Yeah, because
you can change your voice to make it sound like whatever you want.
Yeah, you get closer.
It works. Yeah,
you get closer and do it. Talk like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Talk a little like that for a while. Right. Get up close like that, and we're going to talk a little like this. Be very serious. Or then you can get back. You can bend back like this.
Yeah.
Right. Be more like that,
it's
right?
It's like they're on the wall at the bar at this point. They're sitting in the booth, three.
So
over.
I love that. I love that about radio. So, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
No, we were so excited to have you on. And like I said, I'm very insecure right now. I'm sitting down. And
they did.
It's because your fly's down, Mike.
That too. And
well, you know what, guys? I love what you guys are doing here, man. This is cool.
Well, you do this.
Like, thanks, dude.
It's like you guys are doing. It's like it's two turntables and a microphone.
Yep.
It is where it's at.
You're doing some cool stuff like this,
no,
too.
You're doing it way better than we are.
You're doing the Tom Green Live.
Yeah, I've been doing this show on my website for about 4 years.
Very
in my
cool.
living room.
What's the website, Tom?
On my living room. It's a tomgreen.com, okay. And you can get me on Tom Green Live on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. And you know what? It's fun. It's ridiculous. But it's driving me crazy, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're doing it out of your living room, too, which is so fun.
Yeah, I'm doing it out of my living room. And it's been cool. But you know what? It's just, to me, what I want to say to you guys is isn't it just amazing what's going on in the world? Look at this. I didn't realize we were going right through the laptop.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We're high budget.
That's direct. That's right. But it's actually cooler in a way because it's direct online, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... You know, it's content over form.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
That's what I believe in. Content over form.
Now, Tom, do you like the internet version? Do you feel more freedom with this now? On your own show?
Oh, yeah. It's I'm having a good time. But, MTV, you know, for the last year, though, I've been on a road doing stand-up because, to be honest with you, I'll tell you guys, it does start to drive you a little bit crazy.
That doing the show for...
Being online all the time like that.
Yeah.
Putting yourself online like that. You feel different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had to take a break from it. And this is actually the first time I'm saying this. I haven't even said this on my blog yet. So I don't know. You know,
exclusive. MZ Live exclusive.
I tweeted it tonight. But this is the thing. I've taken a year off to go do stand-up comedy. I've been on the road. Been having a great time. You know, I'm touring all around. Here in Dallas. Been
very
in Dallas
cool.
a few times this year. Back to Washington, D.C. next week. And it's very fun. But, you know, it's nice to be away from the Webovision. I call it Webovision for a minute because it will drive you guys crazy.
So you're saying
it will drive you all completely crazy.
Oh, it will.
Welcome back to humanity.
Webovision drives you crazy, but, like, you like the instant feedback you get from the stand-up audience better? Or is
well,
it
it's
just
exciting.
Different?
I'm having a great time doing stand-up, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're up in front of an audience. Everybody's, you know, having a good time, having some beers. You got a bunch of people there. We're having fun. I'm telling some jokes.
Right.
It's a really fun time, yeah. It's been great. I toured all over Australia. I'd never been to Australia. Got to go all over Australia. So it's been a fun year. But it, you know, it's also partially I just had to get out of my web studio world for a minute
/ living room.
And I'm here, guys, right now, and I'm seeing you guys are going right down that laptop. That is cool.
Now, Tom, did you tour?
Cheers to that,
cheers,
man.
Brother.
Because that's what it's all about. Cheers. You know, we have a camera plugged into a laptop.
That's right. That's
but I've
right.
I've never actually seen it go right through the laptop. That's direct.
Tom, how was Western Australia? How was the crowd
Perth.
Out there?
Perth. Western Australia. I can tell you. I can actually.
Get did you actually get? Did you
yeah,
actually,
we went out to Perth. I actually. Shot a video on my website. You can watch it of me actually touching the Indian Ocean for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
On the coast of Western Australia, Perth, Australia. I actually took a video and I walked up and I put my hand into the Indian Ocean. I said, that's me touching the Indian Ocean. I didn't go swimming, though, because we went and got margaritas instead.
Yeah.
Margaritas in Australia.
Yeah, that's interesting. What was the Australian margarita like?
I mean, I was, you know, we just drove over there to see it. I actually should have gone swimming. But honestly, there was this margarita place. We just went and sat there.
How is that water? How is the Indian water?
It's clear blue. Yeah. It was like the Caribbean.
Well, yeah, so it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
The Great Barrier Reef is, I think.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I saw it from
I was
Mumbai,
only there for a day.
Angle.
That's the only thing. We did every city. We did Brisbane, Newcastle, Wollongong.
Sure. Wollongong. Yeah.
Wollongong, just outside Sydney.
It's beautiful. It's
you didn't get to stay in one place long enough.
Right.
But I did see a duck-billed platypus in the wild.
Oh, okay, so cool. What is that like
and
in the wild?
And a pet kangaroo, and you can watch all this video.
Well, in Australia, unless you do that.
So you can watch all this video on my website, tomgreen.com.
Go check it out.
So what was petting the kangaroo like? Did it challenge you to fight?
What's the
it was actually in a reserve.
Okay.
So it was used to being pet.
Okay.
But I will admit, and I cannot tell a lie,
okay. You got in the pouch.
I'm not gonna say it. No.
I was gonna ask that.
I would have. I would have.
Pouched it?
Pouched it. If it was acceptable.
That's got to be on Urban Dictionary.
No, I would not have pouched it. I would not have pouched it.
You walk up to the kangaroo and just...
They're a bit temperamental.
What I'm saying is we were in a reserve, but I made it seem like it was in the wild on my website.
Okay,
to be honest with you. I made it seem like I just encountered this thing. It walked right up to me, and now I'm all of a sudden I'm boxing. I'm shaking hands. It's all cuddling with me.
Right.
And then I put it up on the site, and I said, I encountered a wild kangaroo in the wild. And everyone's like, you must be like Dr. Doolittle.
I'm crocking.
I'm telling you right now. That was all fake. That was all staged.
Oh,
Hollywood.
Disappointment.
Hollywood.
It was actually on a nature reserve.
Suspension of disbelief be damned.
The thing was coming up to me because I thought I had some food, right? It's
right,
like, you know, people come and feed it like,
like those little
pellets. What do you feed kangaroos, Tom?
I think Doritos.
Yeah. The Cool Ranch or spicy.
I think it's used to being fed the Doritos of tourists, right?
Oh, MSG.
So, that's what I would feed the snow monkeys in Japan. I went and did a tour of Japan. We drove around Japan. And you know, if you're ever in Nagano, Japan, you drive up to Japan.
Yeah, we're there every week.
We're huge.
If you ever drive across there, which I did, got to do one time in my life.
Yeah.
There's these monkeys that come out of the woods. They're snow monkeys, and they're angry. They're angry, these monkeys.
No eucalyptus.
Really vicious. I made a video. I made a show called The Subway Monkey Hour. It was about me going around Japan. And a lot of people who come to my stand-up shows bring that. They enjoy that show. It's a DVD. You can get it. It's on Amazon.com.
I'm going to buy it.
Subway Monkey Hour. Go buy it. Buy it today. Order one today. But, you know, I go all across Japan, but up there in Nagano province, Japan, these monkeys, angry monkeys come running out of the woods, right?
Yeah.
And if you pull your car over at any given point, they'll run up to your car and they'll try to steal your Doritos.
So little bastards.
Yeah, so basically I had all these Doritos and we got out.
Doritos
are
big in Japan?
And they're literally,
yes. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, except
huge.
Except they have fish.
So are octopus.
I'm telling you. I was in Japan I was there for a minute. I opened up a bag of chips. I reached in, pulled it out, I ate it, I was eating these chips.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I realized I was eating dried fish with eyeballs.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And it was delicious. It was like a salty little
It's great.
You know, treat or whatever.
High mercury levels.
But anyways, these monkeys, they come up, they steal your Doritos, and they'll try to take your Doritos.
Don't they have
you can
maybe
ask.
They're
I
hungry,
actually,
Tom.
I actually captured one of the monkeys in my van.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I took some Doritos and I
Did
threw
you
it
tell you had a bike?
I just took the Doritos, threw it in the van. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just threw it in the van, right? They went in, closed the door, had the monkey for a minute, and we thought, this is ridiculous. What are we doing with a monkey in the van?
my friend
was telling me, it's actually on the video, my friend,
There's three monkeys in the van.
The writers on the show that are always trying to push you to do crazier stuff, basically.
Yeah.
They're trying to get you to do something crazy. Hey, take the monkey into town. Yeah. Drive it into Nagano town and drop it off at the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I'm like, you know what, guys? No.
KFC's
not
I'm
today,
actually
man,
not I'm actually not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So we opened up the van. The monkey ran back into the woods. They, you know, everybody thought
Did
I was some sort
the
of
monkey
a,
Chris Hansen show up and ask you
everybody
questions.
Everybody thought that I was some,
in a suit and tie. Yeah.
Basically, he should
what?
Have. He
what
should
did
have.
You do to this monkey?
You typed.
So we let the monkey go, and I'm proud of that, to be honest with you.
Awesome. You should be.
Yeah, because you don't want to mess around with a live monkey, you know? I mean,
they're super strong,
it's
man.
Just mine, it's just mine in its own business, but at the end of the day, these things are super strong. They can you can rip your friggin'. Face off.
Yeah.
That didn't one of those have recently. Let's change the topic though.
Let's
you
want
to talk about monkey face.
Enough about monkeys.
I do have a question.
Xanax party.
Enough about the dangers of monkeys.
Now you started stand up at 15.
Yeah.
Right? And then you
break. I was
just
looking
break.
At the paper here. Though.
He was a rapper before though.
He was a rapper.
You were a rapper before 15.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I made. Do you guys mind if I tell you all these stories?
No, we want to hear the stories.
We'll call you Uncle Tom.
That was his rapper name.
Yeah.
There's cool stuff on here about...
well, we have Miley Cyrus
story. A Cape Town man appeared in court after his neighbor claimed he witnessed the man having sex with his poodle.
Yes.
And that's not a euphemism.
I guess there's something wrong with that.
So, you know...
Who does it? You know?
Who
has
this
it?
This is an actual real story.
Walked by the backyard of a friend with a poodle and gun.
Talks about, you know...
Becoming a problem.
Yeah, totally.
Second
smartest The poodle epidemic.
Is it really an epidemic if you're having a poodle?
One is enough, Wes.
Just saying.
That's like McDonald's fries.
Have you guys ever done your stand-up comedy?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
All three of us
I've
have done
stand-up.
Yeah.
You've all done stand-up comedy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Chrissy has.
Every Friday.
Chrissy dabbles in stand-up.
It's a very exhilarating experience,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It makes auditions feedback, easy. It makes everything else easy in life.
Makes I've job just interviews easy. I've really thrown myself into it this year.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time. And it's exciting.
Sure.
You know, and it's just, there's a great energy to it. So that's cool. That's
and you
cool.
hadn't done it before this time. You hadn't done it in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of starting something over again, or was it just jumping right into it and getting into it?
You know, I started doing it for a little bit in L.A. I was jumping up at the Comedy Store and at the Ice House in Pasadena.
God bless you. Been there.
You played the Comedy Store in L.A.?
The Laugh Factory. Yeah, just
Wes,
so
I've played the Comedy Store in L.A.
Well,
doesn't
I
say
live
much,
in Dallas, and that's a dream for me,
Wes. I've done the Laugh Factory, too, in front of five people.
I met a good friend from Sean Halpin from Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys know Sean?
Yeah. Josh knows him.
At the Improv?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's from Dallas. I met him at the Comedy Store. People are, you know, and it's a good time. So I did that for about 6 months, and then me and Sean actually went on the road for a while.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and it's been fun. It's been a very exciting year.
So what's your?
But did you hear about this dog?
I heard about the dog. Yeah. Tell me more about the dog.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Not enough happening in the world.
But
there's a lot of animal sex and going on bestiality, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's cheaper than Craigslist.
What's the?
That's what Bobby told me. By the way, if you want to date Bobby, send an email to datebobby@michaelzavala.com. Don't have to worry about headshot.
You might want to spell that because you kind of said Zavala.com.
If they like, know, they don't need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, know, if they don't want to take the effort to learn how to spell it, they don't need to be dating Bobby. I like a lot of these people. We put up a Craigslist ad for Bobby, and a lot of these people started sending us ads and stuff. But they're like, do you have a recent picture? Well, we had Bobby's picture on the ad.
Do you have a picture of Bobby from high school?
No, it's a recent
picture.
That
would really freaking help.
And they're like, do you have a picture at all? I'm like, well, Bobby has enough stupid people in the world. He doesn't need a girl who doesn't see the picture on the website.
Can we tell Tom who Bobby is so he knows what the hell's going on?
Bobby.
He doesn't know who Bobby is?
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He's a fan of the show.
He hasn't reached out from here yet. I don't know if you know this. He's not
famous
yet.
Where the heck is Bobby tonight anyways?
We don't freaking know.
No, I don't know.
Where the hell is he?
He's hiding.
Yeah, Bobby, he said he was going to be here.
He did.
Yeah, but I think watching he's scared because we took a Craigslist ad out for him to get women to date.
Y'all freaking love that crap.
Well, you know what, Chrissy? It's kind of fun to see what the people that go to Craigslist will
Chrissy,
do.
Chrissy, that paid Craigslist. For your college education. Yeah. Don't bash
it. It did. Damn it.
Right there.
I can't lie.
It's
about
a massage.
That's actually how I met Tom. So.
Oh, yeah? How was she?
Did she make you get that non-refundable deposit too? Because that sucked.
What's that?
The non-refundable deposit. Did she make you do that too?
Yeah, I know. It's
that sucked. Is
total crap.
You know what?
Know.
You never get
four
check
new
back.
Tires.
It's worth it.
Honey, I definitely didn't do that, honey. For this.
He did twice.
Wes, stop.
Oh, y'all are too much.
Tom,
are we too much?
You know,
so
we,
now can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so right now, you guys, I see you. This is our second block right now.
Yes.
Yes.
So how long are the blocks?
Oh, we actually got to take a break here. It's like 15, 17 minutes.
I was feeling
something like that.
Yeah, I was feeling an.
Feeling the break.
But is there, does it have to be a certain length, or do you guys just decide? Or?
We,
you know,
we,
it's not the size, Tom.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
the
how
size.
You record.
No, I'm just, I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
It's like radio stations. We have to trim it down so they can play their commercials and music
are
in between.
8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15.
All the radio stations out there. 6 to 7 minutes.
So has it been? How long have we been on the air since we came on? Since
a
we
long
were
time.
Doing, since we were doing the taking the headphones off.
35 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
We've been rolling.
35.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Giddy up.
That's how we do
that's
it.
Cool. That's
we'll take a break,
Texas,
though.
That's what we say. Giddy up.
You're a rapper. I've got some beats for you because I'm a beat maker.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a beat maker.
Shoot.
In the beat lab. He gets down in the
title.
Beat lab.
And
he
I lays can try to beats. Rap over some stuff. Okay. All right. I'll try.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It may be horrible, though.
No.
We've done it. Not it was horrible.
You guys have plied me with beers.
Yes.
Right? So, and I'm just going to say stuff off the top of my head.
We're okay with
it. Which I rarely do, by the way. Usually, yeah. I
you
usually
seem so it's well thought.
Down
when I do some rapping.
It's weird.
Let me say one thing, okay? Before you go to break,
sure.
Exhibit came on my show,
yeah,
and he rapped with me. Okay,
I saw this.
Had the
on
best
my,
ever
on my web show,
yeah.
And I want to say that Exhibit like killed it on that show, and like a kid took the video and put it up on YouTube. It's got like 3 million views or something.
No joke.
It was really exciting. It's me and Exhibit rapping, and Exhibit was. It's like I've had a lot of a few different rappers on the show. I won't say who or what, but Flavor Flav came on the show and we rapped on the show, and Jurassic 5 rapped on the show.
No kidding.
Me and Exhibit rapped on the show. And you know what? It was.
He
was,
murdered him.
No. It wasn't that. It was
that too.
That's actually if you go on YouTube, Exhibit. I mean, Tom Green murders Exhibit.
Tom, you want a freestyle battle right now with me because we will do this.
But that's not what I'm trying to say.
This is the whitest.
We'll murder you, son.
What I'm trying to say is that's not actually what happened. That's just what someone titled the video,
right?
Because Exhibit was great, and what I was saying was cool that. he actually kicked in because, you know, I said, I'm gonna rap for you. I started rapping. Then I gave him the
and
mic.
And he was laughing.
And he was laughing. And then he started rapping. And a lot of times, people would start rapping. And so then he killed it. And then we were just having fun. He was laughing. It was a fun bit. And Exhibit's awesome. And, and disregard the title to that video. That was just a cool night. Me, Exhibit, rapping. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
That's awesome. We'll be right back with Tom Green.
And I when we come back, I will show you how lucky I got that night with Exhibit.
Awesome. Dip it, drop it, flip it up, rub it down, whatever.
Join the show online at mzliveonline.com. MZ Live.
Hey, this is Carly Patterson, and you're listening to MZ Live.
Join the show online at mzliveonline.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, another MZ Live exclusive.
Maybe I should have another beer. Okay,
Tom Green.
I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee. Like, what the...
Yeah, exactly.
Got a beer.
You're better than me because you caught yourself. I normally just drop that.
I went and grabbed a cup of coffee, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Everyone's drinking beers. I went and grabbed a cup. It's because we were downstairs. You got an amazing studio here, right?
Yeah.
And I went downstairs, and you have a nice coffee machine, and we were looking at it and thinking, you know, that looks pretty good.
So real
I poured myself a cup of this. Little caffeine never hurts.
Never.
Mix it in with the... Yeah, with the
beer. Up and down here, Tom.
Cheers, guys.
We'll level
Cheers
it out.
To be on the show.
Cheers.
Great to be on the show.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Michael, how's that rock star, Michael?
Man, it's great. I've almost finished half.
Yep. You've got some alcohol and caffeine. You've just got caffeine
That's
with
right.
Benadryl
That's
or whatever.
That's what I do.
That
right
stuff.
On.
Are they putting
NyQuil.
That stuff?
NyQuil.
It's meth, actually.
Yeah.
I think there's crystal meth and... Okay.
Well, I have a I'll admit that I'm addicted to Red Bull. I do have a Red Bull addiction.
We stocked that at my office, and I have two a day. It's ridiculous.
This is good coffee. You That's guys got good coffee ED. Here.
That's Josh. Josh, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable.
I'm in pinch
of
myself.
So now you guys, did you hear that?
Tom Green.
What's going on, Tom? What's on the news here?
You hear that a Cape Town man has appeared in court after his neighbor claimed he witnessed the man having sex with his poodle?
I heard something about this.
It's so weird. Yeah, I know.
So like,
this is deja vu.
So he was doing the poodle.
Yeah.
What a man does.
According
with his
to
poodle.
Witnesses, the suspect told them to leave him alone, and when they tried to stop him. When they tried to stop him, he said he must finish because he couldn't start and then stop because that wasn't right.
You have to respect this man's need for closure.
He's getting in.
That's what it says on this piece of paper right here.
He's on the grind. He's getting it every day.
Can we play this for Tom Green?
Let's play Hood Boss. This is we asked Big Hood Boss, one of the guests we've had on the show.
He's
a local rapper.
Heard of him.
we asked him, "Hey, Big Hood Boss, how are you?" And his response was this.
Oh, you know, on the grind, you know, getting it every day, man. Just glad to be her. You know, we her. So we live in action, finna put it in, man. Get it in.
Now, to translate that, it's, you know, we on the grind, man. Mm. Just getting it every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Just glad to be here. You know, we here. So we live in action, fixing to put it in and get it in.
Yeah, I got it, man.
I listened to it 50 times so I could transcribe it in English.
Yeah, and but that's exactly what we all should be doing.
We should be on the grind.
Yeah.
Getting it every day.
Man.
We should be.
Getting it in, putting it in.
Let me just glad to be here.
Flip that around. Because you have to put it in before you get it in.
Oh, well, I'm dyslexic, so I can say however I want.
Yeah.
I wasn't making
That's what
fun
I'm
of
doing
you.
Today. I'm getting it in.
Are
sure.
you? That's, what you do. That's awesome.
The grind. What is it he said again?
He said, you're on the grind. You're getting it every day.
Yeah.
Glad to be
he's
here.
Glad to be here because you know we're here.
Well, you guys
you know the rap
exactly.
lingo. We're you're live a rapper.
Action.
What are you talking about?
I do. I know.
You're the rap. You're the rapper.
I do know. But it's
the rap rapper.
You guys are really microanalyzing that sentence.
I spent so much time because when he said it, I was sitting there and I went, what the crap? And I had to go back.
Microanalyzing that sentence.
Oh, yeah.
You know what,
I broke it down like Shakespeare.
He makes more than our teachers.
It's cool, man. You know what? You got to look at that like this. You got to look at it like this. He was. This was here on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was just happy to be here, relaxed, having a good time.
Yeah. He was quite relaxed.
He was very relaxed.
Felt like he could say whatever he wants. That's pretty cool.
Because you can hear on himself.
And he's our hub field reporter.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So anytime something goes down, we throw it to Hood Boss and see what's going on.
Probably right now.
You know, I'm glad you said that because he's actually over at the neighbor's house. We saw the man having sex with the dog.
Sure.
Yeah. So what's going on, Hood Boss?
Oh, you know, on the grind, you know, getting it every day, man.
Poodle.
Just glad to be her. Okay. You know, we her.
So that's what he was doing.
Action he was. Put it in, man. Get it in.
Yeah, he did put it in and got it in, and he got BCL.
Exclusive from Big Hood Boss.
Yeah. It's good.
Thank you. Exclusive.
He did sound relaxed. That's for sure.
Oh, very relaxed.
Tom, you have no idea.
He didn't even have his eyes open the whole time.
Yeah.
He was just kind of mumbling.
He was actually the one being interviewed.
He was hankering for some cheese puffs.
He was getting it in and putting it in.
Yeah.
putting it in and getting it.
Now, what's this about Hannah Montana?
What? Mm,
oh, my gosh.
She's
what?
17.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on with Hannah?
She's going to school.
Oh, wow. I want to know where. I want to know when. I want to know why. What's she gonna study?
I have a lot of respect for Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, because I know what it feels like to be Chrissy Henderson and Chrissy Hilton. I mean, it's
both of
kind
them.
Of yeah. it's
the
kind of the same. Like right. I'm tired
so,
of
because so you like put in the Hannah Montana movie, you just were forced to choose your identity.
Right.
Yeah. And this is all I've garnered from previews. I didn't actually see it.
Right.
Right.
Except
right.
for I saw it twice.
Hey,
no
we saw
on,
it.
But anyway,
Chrissy and I saw it.
I didn't get back.
Remember? We did.
We
did. Fist bump.
Yeah. Y'all actually did go to the theater and saw that movie?
Yeah, we did.
But did I get the plot right?
And he cried.
I did.
What you were the two?
Two times.
Hannah Montana movie?
There's an actual movie of that?
They made a movie.
I'll buy it for you.
I like Hannah Montana. I just didn't know they had a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you might want to check it out.
Disney Channel show. Huge show, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, oh, massive.
Yeah.
My cousins
we
love it.
We need to get her on the Tom Green show.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
That'd Hannah awesome.
Montana?
As Hannah Montana.
I just feel like society isn't evolving.
I heard she retired the character.
Yeah,
she's doing Hannah Montana forever, her last season, and then she's done.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I don't know how I know that.
She goes to school.
Oh, well, maybe it's because it's on the sheet. Right,
Michael,
Tom?
Quick, Fifth Amendment.
Huh?
I heard they were going to redo Hannah Montana with a cast of Harry Potter. And they were going to redo Harry Potter with a cast of Hannah Montana.
That would be very interesting.
I would watch
Billy Ray going to be Ron Weasley?
One summer, we're effing around. We're going to redo the cast of Hannah Montana
in
Harry Potter.
And they'll get distribution,
of course. We're
going
to redo Harry Potter
so,
with the cast of Hannah Montana.
So who's
July 30th.
I mean, I'll audition for it, but.
Are they going to do all eight movies?
I would watch both of those.
I would too, no joke.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go to that back-to-back, pay twice.
What if you flip the cast of Family Matters and the cast of Family Ties and they did the other shows?
It wouldn't make a difference. No, it would. No, but the thing is, I'm going to actually say no. Honestly, it would make a difference because Michael J. Fox was the man.
Thank you.
He was. He was badass.
Family Ties, that was an amazing...
And a fellow Canadian.
And that was an amazing, amazing show because of Michael J. Fox.
Very much so.
I slept like Marty McFly for a good few years of my napping.
Very cool show. And there was everyone else,
the arm behind the
back.
You
know, Justine Bateman was cool on that show. She came on my web show.
How is she now?
She's really cool, and she came on my web show. She was nice enough to come do my web show, and it was like, cool, hey, Justine Bateman.
Now, your web show, tell us about that.
Yeah, but that show was a good show. Family Ties... If you want to talk about, what do I remember when I was a kid?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember Family Ties.
Yep.
Okay. This is how old he is.
Back to the Future.
10 years old.
We had Christopher Lloyd on the show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd was here, Tom.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. I've never met him. Is he cool?
He's amazing.
He was nice on the phone. Yeah. He was a good guy.
Man, that's amazing.
I'll give you his number. You can have him on your show.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
That's amazing.
Totally.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah, he is cool.
Yeah.
Because he, that movie, when that came out, I already skateboarded, but I think at that point I was like, I'm going to really invest myself.
Tom, how
did
would
you feel?
Feel
freaking gypped at the hoverboard?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like no, that's Back to the Future 2.
Well, yeah, I know that.
But in the first one, when he grabs onto the car,
oh, skitches
on the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it's just the biggest heroic moment in the history of cinema.
With a Mountain Dew sign in the background.
Yeah, you got a Mountain Dew shirt on, though.
Yeah, I hate it, though.
Yeah. Go ahead, sponsored by Mountain Dew?
My chest roll area is.
No,
so,
but Dr. Pepper Snapple could give us a call.
That's right.
Let us know what's up.
That's cool. Yeah, well, it was in the most amazing moment. Yeah. That was when those wide skateboards, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just came out.
Oh, really?
Before that, you were on the little...
The skinny board.
You were on a little skinny board, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they had the wide ones that are wooden boards with, Kryptonix wheels.
Sure.
Okay.
You know,
makes me think of Gleaming the Cube.
You know, Pal Peralta.
Now, you are a skater, though.
How were
right?
the trucks?
Yeah.
The trucks were good. You had Thunder trucks.
They had the good trucks.
You had Gullwing trucks. You had Tracker
the
trucks.
Skater lingo only we know it.
The only skateboard I ever had was a Snoopy skateboard with Joe Cool written on the top. So I don't have any street cred.
Tracker
Tom. Yeah. What about Gleaming the Cube?
Gleaming the Cube, directed by Stacy Peralta,
yes,
starring Christian Slater.
Yes,
it's a great one. That was sort of when skateboarding really, though. That was the first mainstream movie. Before that, it was just like, hey, did you hear the Bones Brigade's doing stunt work in Police Academy 3 or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wait a minute, there's a movie about skating. There was Thrashin' as well. Thrashin'.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was a couple years earlier.
Kids today but it have was no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen Despicable Me?
No.
I heard it's awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome.
I want to see Inception, though.
Yes.
Heard that's good.
That's a solid segue to Inception.
So, what's next, Tom?
Well, you know, I'm going to Washington, D.C. next week. I'm very excited about it.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing shows at the Improv in Washington, D.C.
It's very cool.
And just go to the website. Follow along on the website. Because I've got a lot of big changes that are happening at TomGreen.com right now. Haven't even had a chance to really even tell everybody yet. Because I've been so just goofing around on the road. Big changes. I've got two guys working with me right now.
Right.
Great videographer, director, producer, editor, filmographer guys.
Very cool.
Two guys, Tony and Josh. What's up? I know you guys are watching
Tony
Rock and Roll.
And Josh.
They're rocking they're holding the channel down.
Very cool.
You know, the channel's built in my house. I have two dogs. You know, it's been odd for me because I've been on the road so much.
What kind of dogs do you have, Tom?
I have two Siberian Huskies.
All right. That says a lot about
Annie
you.
And Steve, both girls.
Nice. You have a dog named Steve.
Oh, real cool. Yeah, but it's a girl.
Best dog I ever had was a Husky.
Yeah. Oh, I have these two Huskies, and they're just so great. And they're my girls, you know, and I miss them.
Loyal.
You know, your dogs are girls named Andy and Steve?
Yes.
Annie and Steve.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I called Steve. And now Steve is really the more, alpha.
Sure.
Female. I don't know if that.
No, alpha. It does. It applies.
She's definitely.
Well, she's pre-op.
She's the aggressive. You know, she runs the house. Steve runs the house. I don't run the house.
Samantha Ronson.
Steve tells
Lindsay
me
Lohan.
Where to go. Steve tells me where to go. You're going over here to this cupboard and you're getting us a biscuit.
Yeah. Sure. You know?
What about Names peanut butter? So they ask for peanut butter.
Yeah.
They don't ask for it. Tom provides.
I only did that once. I don't. Because they do the lick thing for like 15
right,
minutes.
Right,
they seem to enjoy
it. You timed it.
Right?
Yeah, it's about how long it takes.
You can see that on TomGreen.com.
I actually didn't film it. But you know when you put peanut butter on a dog's tongue, right? It licks it, right?
That's how they got Mr. Ed to talk with the horse. Right?
Yep. It's an interesting thing to do to your dog, give your dog a little
It's a major cause of dog diabetes.
I would say that I would only do it once and then decide whether it's a good idea afterwards, depending on how your dog reacts.
Sure. Now, did you hear about the guy in Cape Town with his poodle?
What's this about?
Absolutely. The dog was eating peanut butter at the time.
Yeah, then it asked him to have sex with it, apparently.
At the time, the dog was actually eating peanut butter.
Evidently, you've never dropped acid, Wes.
It was like Son of Sam, but wanted some.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of wanted to kill, right? All right, good deal.
Well, Tom, do you want to do a couple of freestyle?
Oh shoot!
Raps.
Tom.
Oh, well, Zach's over here challenging.
Let's hear some beats.
I don't know.
I actually don't freestyle.
Mike's acting like he didn't prepare.
This is what I want to say.
I'm totally not prepared for this.
Let me put it actually. Let me actually say something here about that exhibit video. Okay,
yeah.
For real. I was not freestyling. He was freestyling. I was just kind of rapping some verses that I'd had in my head that were floating around for years. So I did that over a beat that I knew was coming. And then he came in off the cuff.
I gotcha.
So, you know, that was awesome.
That's actually great because Eminem did the same thing.
The guy who was DJing is my friend Mike Simpson from the Dust Brothers.
Yeah.
And he made the album Paul's Boutique, Beastie Boys' second album.
All right.
Produced all the beats on there, or a lot of them. I don't know the exact details.
Yeah.
But the Dust Brothers. And he made that beat and he dropped that beat and then I rapped over it. And then Exhibit was laughing and then I handed him a mic and he actually rapped. Which is I'm going to prove right
disclaimer.
Now to the world that I cannot freestyle. Okay. Here we go.
I got some beats here for you.
No,
I mean,
disclaimers.
No disclaimer. Okay.
I'm just
you're making me a little
up.
Nervous is what I want to say.
I mean, you got something like this.
It's like this.
What?
Yo.
Let him hear all of them and then he can pick which one he wants to do.
I've got four for you.
Man.
I've got this one.
Can you
one?
Write down some buzzwords for me?
Sure.
Some keywords.
Do you want some keywords?
Write down.
Let's give you a
write
theme.
Down all your names and the name of the show.
Yo, 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 yo.
Write down something about the poodle.
Tom Green.
Oh, shoot.
Poking on some green.
Write down
MZ Live.
Write down MCLiveOnline.com is what I'm saying. Yeah. MCLiveOnline.com.
He's got to have a liquor to plug, too.
MCLiveOnline.com.
Some kind of a cavassier of some sort.
Cognac drinking some beers, drinking some coffee.
Let's get some Texas liquor.
There it goes.
Here we go.
All right. I got
what beat you want? What beat you want? This one?
Yeah.
You can pick. I got one more.
Okay.
TG.
Did you make all these beats?
No, I just made that last one. I like this one.
This one's a little scary.
Yeah,
It's a scary beat. It lacks energy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good because you're getting ready to do ICP things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ICP. Yo. No, this one's a little too crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to do this one?
Or is that still, that's way too much, isn't it? Or
you want a little slower?
All right, let's do. You want?
Did you like that first one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's actually a Michael Zavala creation. That's it. What?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Kick it.
MZ Live Online. My name is TG on the mic, drinking beers on the mic. Now I'm easy on the mic. Now I'm greasy on the mic. You talk about this, you talk about that, but I can drop a fat rap at the drop of a hat. Eat you up like tobacco. I don't smoke tobacco. Eat you up like a taco. Eat you up like a taco. I don't smoke tobacco, but whatever I just smoke, holy mackerel. My name is TG. Let me rock this now and pass it over to my man Yao.
Oh, here I go now. Yao is my name, cause the girl go
wow.
On my left, that's right, not right. And the girls are like, oh my god, you're you. And he's like, yeah, I'm me, I'm TG. But you sure I haven't heard that hoe.
That was pretty good.
An album
like that?
That was nice.
That's good.
Give me a pen so I can begin to write a new rhyme, start a new trend.
That's right.
Sound the alarm. I'm dropping a bomb. I'm giving you flashbacks like the second Vietnam. Now, you want a rhyme like mine? You gotta sign the contract on the dotted line. I got you strung out. You never hung out. TG. MZ Live Online number one out. Beats raw, that's why I'm sure after this is doped out, I can dope you more. I got another jam, guaranteed to slam. My name is TG, that's who I am. Rhyme superb, some say splendid. Biting is intended, but I don't recommend it. Let's go back to the system. Everybody, it's your time to ride the rhythm, huh? Here we go, MZ Live Online.
Tom chicken Green, sandwich. Everybody.
Everybody have a chicken sandwich.
Busted rhymes, have a chicken sandwich. Like a doodle.
Let me tell you how many rappers we've had on this show. And
flipping the lip and the ripping it up and the ripping it up like that.
Twister in the building. Ladies and gentlemen.
Gonna go with the flow and the show to your people that don't know. I leave my jacket open, let my fresh threads show.
He's the white boy from the
project. Up to Mr. Big Stuff, MC Penn in Ottawa, Canada. From Organized Rhyme, that was his rhyme. I remember that. I pull lines that I remember from when I was a kid out of my head.
Organized Rhyme was...
You can check it out on YouTube.
Yes, you have to. Check the OR. I know all the words.
I see what they did there.
You can go on YouTube.
So awesome.
I was in a rap group when I was in high school, and
that was
20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So NWA.
20 years ago.
Are you going to the reunion?
You can go look at it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It exists.
My favorite verse.
You're yelling.
When,
I'm Chrissy. Hi, listen to me.
My favorite verse is, he says, I flip him over like a pancake.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? MC Hammer chicken move like this?
I do an MC Hammer dance.
That doesn't look like MC Hammer.
Bring it back.
Well, it looks like a Peter North move.
Yeah.
This is different.
It's a cross between.
Now, according to your Wikipedia page, which is the Bible of Tom Green, is what I've been told.
Man, I haven't read it before.
Well, I think I partially read it
once, but I haven't read it in a couple of years.
Well, they said that you're working on a new rap album.
Oh, yes, I am. I am working on a new rap
album. You're going to try to release it this year?
Man, it's weird. We're still on the air. It almost
Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that happened.
Tom, we just wrote. Hold on. We just wrote.
Sorry, I just swore. Can we pause?
I just swore right after you.
You know, that was almost like the headphones coming off, the beat stopping.
Yeah.
It was almost. I forgot that we were on the air when the beat stopped.
I got to play this disclaimer.
The following statement does not reflect the views of MZ Live or MZ Live affiliates in any way. The statement is the opinion of the speaker only.
I am sorry.
See what you did, Tom.
We had to bring out the voice guy.
I thought I was allowed to do that.
Right? Tom,
you can't just come on the show and swear all the time, okay?
You guys, can you beep that out?
What do you think? You were in America, Tom?
Right.
You thought you were free?
Right. I'm so sorry.
Your freedoms of speech?
I'm so sorry.
Tom, we updated your Wikipedia yesterday.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we've changed your name.
And then I re-updated it later. So the thing about the sheep in there, that's me.
True. And now you're known as Top Green.
Top Green.
That's okay.
I think
there was probably something about a sheep in there already anyways.
It actually was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is cool. So now, I love the Shure SM58s, too, by the way. Shure SM58s.
Wow. How do you know that?
He knows it.
These microphones here are my favorite microphones.
Yeah.
When I do stand-up... when I get to a club, often they'll have a Sennheiser. This is just my opinion. Yeah. And I will say, you know, do you have a Shure SM58? They'll put one of these up. These have a little different, for a live mic,
right.
You get a little more of that, the right. bass. The bass.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
that's oh, just yes. my opinion.
Hello.
I'm sure this isn't. But these are great mics. I had one of these mics when I was a kid in
really?
High school. These mics have been around a long time.
Yeah, that's what Josh was telling
these
us.
These are like... These are like the Road Warrior legit. Mics. You go look it up online right now. You know, look up SureSM58.com. SCHURE.
Sure, it says it right on the mic.
.com.
Yeah. It's like no. they were branding it or something.
I hope that's natural antibiotic that's like on it.
But if you're interested in rock and roll music, punk rock, hip hop music, this is what people
this
you
know, is it.
Touring around the world are performing into every night, a Shure SM58 microphone. Great microphone.
I won't play the club, Tom, unless it has this.
Yeah, this is what you. This is what you got to have.
You know
and
that.
They usually do.
I always bring my Talk Boy,
but I'm mostly about sound.
But
effects.
It's interesting how microphones change. If you go on to Google and type in, it's interesting how microphones change.
Well, just like anything else.
Let me Google that for you.
Know? New.
Holy crap! It's microphones.
We were gonna do 7 items that tell people you're a douche, but I honestly don't want to do it because I want to listen to Tom Green a little bit more.
Yeah, I think we should probably skip that.
Yeah, let's listen to Uncle Tom. Sucks. Yeah,
is that a thing?
What did you just call him?
Huh? I'm ripping my
you
schedule.
You just said
up.
Let's listen to Uncle Tom. Did
yeah,
really
that's what I call
it?
Him. Yeah, that's
what is
him.
It?
That's what I call
his
him.
Rap
now.
Name.
Yeah. What? You didn't hear him just rap?
Oh yeah, he did.
No, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to the Insane Clown Posse.
Effing Rainbow.
He's going to be a Juggalo.
Juggalo. Is it Juggalo?
I
thought it was Juggalo.
I believe it's Juggalo.
What is that?
I believe it's Juggalo.
The girl version is the Juggalo.
Juggalo girl version.
Oh well, my fault. I didn't know that.
Haven't y'all freaking watched the Man Show?
But what does that entail?
Not in like 10 years. I haven't watched the Man Show.
But I'll tell you, man, I'm excited about going to the Juggalo Festival.
What does that entail?
It's you know what? Well, I'm excited about it.
Juggalos.
Because you know, I'm really, you know, it's Insane Clown Posse, and they have this festival every year, and it's just a celebration of, you know,
life,
self-expression,
sure,
fun, good times,
yeah,
like the Burning Man,
yeah,
kind of, yeah,
except with music and like hip hop,
right? Everybody has to dress up.
It's
like
the
a
Burning
clown.
Man, but it's not just a thing burning,
right?
And it's actual hip hop,
40-year-olds,
performance, and comedy, and all sorts of stuff. Sure. So there's actually something to look at other than a thing burning and everybody running and screaming,
naked people running and screaming,
and making illegitimate children.
Didn't
in
they
the
have
sand.
A giant fog last year?
Yes,
something like that.
I've never been to Burning Man though, so I'm sure that's awesome too.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I don't want
to paper on your tongue.
But what I'm saying, I've never been to this Juggalo. Oh, is there a lot of that?
Yes.
Really? I've never done that before.
It's the best experience I've ever had in my
acid?
Life. Yes.
I've never done
I don't
acid.
Want to do that.
No, well, you do it with the right kind of people. You got another spirit in their energy.
I'm always scared that really? Appendages of mine that I've
maybe I should do acid for the first
me.
Time at the Juggalo Festival.
Yes, you should.
Oh, God.
Well, be careful week. About have a good person next to you with solid energy.
That might scare you.
It's important.
No, I honestly, kids at home, if you're watching, I'm not going to do acid.
No.
I say no to drugs.
Yes.
No.
Agreed.
Well...
But
I say no to tap water. Too much fluoride.
But you know what? But you know what? I am gonna have some fun at the Juggalo Festival. I will be drinking a lot of beers.
That's safer. You can dictate more for yourself. But I go with my energy.
You're drinking a beer, dude.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we got
acid
that
in it, Wes.
Right. Yeah. Liquid
you
acid.
That beer I gave you, man. Yeah. Good times. I like it when I screw up the show.
Oh,
like
man.
I just did right there.
Improv. Give, Wes.
This will be the pre-show for next week.
I threw a stick in the spoke of the show there, and we just tumbled.
No, the show's going great.
No, because you're here.
I want to say that, to be honest with you, I want to say something here.
All right, what's up?
And I hope this isn't stepping over the line.
Probably not.
I hope it is.
But I want to say that this is the best broadcast I've ever been a part of in my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm inhaling that
right now. Awesome.
Oh, my
God.
And I want to thank you guys. Seriously, this is amazing. No, this is amazing. I'm having a great time. I'm so
I'm ready.
So much fun.
That's
and
so great.
We're here. We're hanging out. We got some Shure SM58 microphones.
And I looked at the page.
Yeah, we don't broadcast with anything less.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Good times. Good times.
Let's go.
Now, Tom, if you want to read
times,
the Shure SM58 copy there.
Good times.
Oh,
go for
good
it.
Wrong
times.
One.
Good what? Times in Dallas, Texas. Right.
Tom has an Einstein mug, by the way. Einstein mug. Which is
I heart Einstein, yeah.
Do you?
That's what it says.
Do you heart him?
That's what it says on there.
E equals MC.
I'll have an honest moment that I was reading. I didn't know a whole lot about your back history.
Yeah.
Until I read your Wikipedia page and learned how you got started and all that good stuff. And I cannot say... More, your career is amazing. The stuff that you did, because you did what you wanted to do, And it's kind of like what we're wanting to do here.
Go easy
you know?
On
I mean,
me now.
I'm being Go completely easy honest. On me.
Right. There's get no, off your knees, Mike.
I'm sorry. Let me get up.
Yeah, they
let
can write
blow
anything
the show. Yeah.
Let me get up.
Literally.
No, I think that is an amazing. It's an inspiration to people like me. And I don't say this all the time. I just said this to you and Christopher Lloyd.
And me yesterday.
And you. And everybody in this room. But no, I honestly mean that your career is an inspiration for people like me and everybody else who want to do entertainment, entertain people, and broadcast and do all this stuff all the time.
And
like
do it your own way.
And do it your own way. Well, that's your whole career. You're doing things the way you want to do it.
Thank
and
you for your
happened.
Kind words.
And it's true.
I appreciate
it's totally
that.
Totally true.
I'll never
But you know, I
want to
say what you got to do is you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like you just got to do it. And you know, this is an exciting time. Right now, in the history of broadcasting, where now for the first time in the history of the world, people can broadcast around the world effectively.
Sure.
Not some shortwave radio.
Right.
I can hear a guy kinda.
Right.
That sort of sounds like clicking. You know.
Absolutely.
No, real full color broadcast around the world from anywhere in the world. It's an exciting time, and it's going to be a good time for. I think it's going to be a good time for people. Around the world, and let's rock, let's
Amen.
Rock.
Hopefully, man. There's more Bill Coopers and Bill Hickses out there.
Yeah, yeah I hope so. With the Bill Hicks part, yeah.
Wait, I need another beer. Actually, yeah. I'm still drinking.
Have you ever had a Shiner Buck?
No, I'll have one of those.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
Welcome to Texas.
This is a Texas beer. Damn it!
I might get this guy one of them Shiners.
I haven't had one.
They're twist off, dude.
Shiner Buck.
They are Shiners.
They're
twist
offs.
Hell yeah!
Domestic is domestic.
That is good.
Can I get another Rockstar? Another Rockstar.
Goodness, man!
I'm
gonna get ED. I've heard that. 20 years
now. You're crazy tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tom, for being on the show.
No joke.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome. I almost want to do, we got to end the show, but I almost want to do, I don't know if it's okay with Josh.
You want to do another
Tom,
few minutes of blue?
Can we do some, can we just talk to you, broadcast live on the internet, and then
Mike,
we could put this up on the website.
Can
do whatever
we
need to do.
Swear?
Yeah. Oh, so that was on the radio. Now we're just on the internet.
Yes.
You
and you guys are running
crap.
A tight ship here. Do. I see what you're doing. You're doing all this right here. I want to talk to you guys. I want to understand how you're doing this.
And I want to pick your brain after the show.
This is really
I'm
cool.
really excited to talk to you. But thank you so much,
are
Tom
Are we
Green.
On the air again?
We're about to end.
We're about to end.
I know we were on the air when I said that.
It's not professional. We are.
These guys are running this whole thing here.
Right.
Buddy, for coming out.
I want to understand how you're doing this.
Yes.
I
don't
talk.
Know.
We're talk after the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be some good stuff.
Hey, it's been a great time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
To Tom Green, everybody. TomGreen.com. And you check him out on Twitter, Tom Cheers. Green Live.
Thank See you guys
you.
Next
Thank
week.
You on the show.
Join the show online at MZLiveOnline.com. Post messages, blogs, photos, and more. Go to MZLiveOnline.com and click on MZ United to sign up.
This is
MZ Live.